Да.
This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to share some good, positive news about the San Francisco gun ban with you. Also, some not-so-positive news about a Baghdad gun ban. And also coming up, the 1040 checkmate. Has the IRS been, well, checkmated by a court decision?
I would love to see that happen.
We will explore it with you all coming up here in your calls and emails, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Let's start with the good news, Mark, with San Francisco. The bad news, of course, about San Francisco was about, what was it, November when they had their election, I think?
I couldn't even tell you. I guess it would be, and then it went into effect in, say, April or something like that.
Yeah, there was an election in November. There was a ballot measure that said, essentially, San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, is going to ban handguns.
For residents.
Right.
But you could live in Oakland and travel in with a gun.
Right. And so they were going to put it into effect in April. There was a few lawsuits filed by the NRA and some other groups, I think. And what's the latest?
Well, according to the AP Wire here, a state trial judge on Monday overturned a voter-approved city ordinance that banned handgun possession and firearm sales in San Francisco, siding with gun owners who said the city did not have the authority to prohibit weapons. And I have to agree. I think that in America we have the right to bear arms and that the city of San Francisco cannot change that.
So wait, what court overturned this?
This was a state trial judge.
Okay, in California. That's excellent news.
Yep. Measure H was placed on the November ballot by the San Francisco County Board of Supervisors, who were frustrated by a rising number of gun-related homicides in the city of 750,000 people. San Francisco recorded at least 94 murders last year, a 10-year high. The National Rifle Association sued a day after 58% of voters approved the law. In siding with the gun owners, San Francisco County Superior Court Judge James Warren said local government cannot ban weapons because the California legislature allows their sale and possession.
Oh, it's because of California state legislature?
Well,
what a douche.
There's different.
You can't ban weapons because of the Second Amendment.
Well, there are different people that believe differently on this, that only the federal government wouldn't be able to ban or something like that, and then people should be able to choose between state to state and that kind of thing.
You know what the problem here is?
But I agree with you, Ian.
The problem here is the reason why this is the rationale that he's giving. Oh, because the state says you can sell weapons. You can't ban these. The reason why this is the argument that's being given for this is simply because we've allowed some weapons to be banned. Because we've allowed the government, in our best interest, to keep us safe, to keep the guns out of the hands of the criminals, or whatever their excuse is. Because over time, we've allowed gun law after gun law after gun restriction to be passed at federal and state levels. This is why. This is the excuse. As opposed to, what? What are you talking about? We have a Second Amendment. As opposed to the judge coming out and saying, this is ludicrous. There's a Second Amendment in America, and governments will not be banning any kind of guns. Well, the fact is, governments have banned guns, so therefore, it's not a stretch to say, well, since you've banned these guns, why don't you ban all handguns? Why don't you ban all guns? I mean,
sure.
If you can ban some, you can ban them all. And so it's a point of weakness that he's coming from there. But it's our fault. It's gun owners' fault for sitting back and saying, oh, that's okay. I'm not going to use that kind of gun. So you can ban that. That's all right. It's their fault for not jumping up the first time they ever heard that the federal government was going to put some sort of restriction on gun ownership. And I don't know when that was. I imagine it would be several decades ago. I'm sure a lot of these gun laws have been around for a long time.
I can't imagine when it was either. Not an area of study for me, but I imagine it's been quite some time.
It's the gun owners' fault for not organizing some sort of a rally outside of the federal government, the House of Representatives, with burning torches and pitchforks, and demanding that the law be repealed, or else they're going to start killing lawmakers. I mean, it's their fault for not standing up for the Second Amendment that we've gone so far down this road. Gun owners are to blame for this.
Certainly. I don't know if I recommend killing legislators, but I do agree with the torches and pitchforks.
It would be a threatening sort of a thing.
Well, torches and pitchforks should be threatening enough.
Yes.
My clients are thrilled that the court recognized the law-abiding firearm owners who choose to own a gun to defend themselves or their families are part of the solution. not part of the problem, NRA attorney Chuck Mitchell said. Hopefully the city will recognize that gun owners can contribute to the effort to fight the criminal misuse of firearms, a goal that we all share. The ordinance targeted only city residents, meaning non-residents in the city, or even tourists, were not banned from possessing or selling guns here. Silly ordinance. Warren's decision was not unexpected. In 1982, the California Appeals Court nullified an almost identical San Francisco gun ban, largely on the grounds that the city cannot enact an ordinance that conflicts with state law. But years later, in 1998, the state appeals court upheld West Hollywood's ban on the sale of so-called Saturday Night Specials, small, cheap handguns that city leaders said contributed to violent crime. And 3 years ago,
outrageous.
The California Supreme Court ruled in favor of Los Angeles and Alameda counties, saying local governments could ban the possession and sale of weapons on government property, such as fairgrounds. The decision, however, did not address the issue of private property sales and possession, as outlined in the San Francisco law.
You know, the real outrage about banning Saturday Night Specials and other affordable handguns is that it takes handguns out of the hands of people who are poor. It gets them out of their reach. It makes it so they have to spend more of their hard-earned money on a more expensive gun. If they really want a gun, they have to go over and above the call of duty to actually get their hands on it. So you're hurting poor people by doing that.
Well, go ahead and get yourself a Glock.
What, are those cheap?
They're not very expensive, not terribly expensive, and they're a fine, fine handgun.
Okay, well, I haven't priced out guns. This is just what I've read. I've read that Saturday Night Specials are cheap.
Some of the guns I've seen out there, I'm not saying we should legislate against it, but in the pawn shops and things like that, I wouldn't shoot that thing. It'll blow up in your hand.
Why? Just because they're
cheap.
In bad shape or cheap?
Yeah, they're old, cheap guns. Don't get those things. Buy a Glock. Save your money and buy a Glock.
I say, okay, absolutely, you should get a good gun, but, I mean, if it's life or death,
I understand where you're coming
from. You feel like your life is being threatened, you should be able to go out and buy a cheap gun.
I agree. In related news, Baghdad, Iraq's new prime minister, promised Tuesday to show no mercy to terrorists and said before President Bush arrived for a surprise visit that a long-awaited security plan for Baghdad will include a curfew and a ban on personal weapons.
Ugh.
According to Associated Press.
So they're going to make it so you have to be in bed by a certain time, like little children.
Yep.
Or in your house. And they're going to make it so you can't protect yourself. But personal weapons are banned. Not weapons toted by government thugs, right? Not weapons toted by the police or the Marines or the Army. They're all going to be able to use their guns. It's just the individuals in the country are not going to have the... Wait, I thought we were giving them freedom. I thought we were turning them into the 51st state. I thought we were exporting freedom to Iraq. What happened to all that?
We're going to turn them into the state that the government would like to see now. You know, I seem to remember a line in the Declaration of Independence that said that all men were created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And according to our Bill of Rights, one of those rights, the second one, is the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
And the fact that our government would go over there and tell those people, now, this is according to their government, but it's the
which
one
we helped install.
We installed. They're going to do away with guns? That's terrible, in my opinion.
Oh, my goodness. Now, of course, when you actually pass a law like this, Mark, when you pass a law that says, from this date forward, there shall be no personal ownership of firearms, well, you, of course, can have that little, come on, turn your guns in day.
Right.
Where everybody comes down, turns their guns in, and gets a free pair of shoes or something like that in return, or a free ice cream cone for turning in their guns. That's going to make it so the law-abiding citizens will turn in their guns, but everybody knows that criminals and those who want to break the law are going to hold on to their weapons because they maybe want to protect themselves in the event of emergency and are willing to take that risk, which means that you have to get the guns from these people somehow. That would seem to me the only sensible solution, and I say that from the government's perspective, is to do a house-by-house check. Is to do house-by-house searches, which is something that they're already doing for insurgents. They can already kick people's doors in and look for insurgents. Now they're just going to be able to kick people's doors in and look for guns. Ugh, more on the way. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Do you still pay your taxes? If so, why? Think about that after we get through this next information because it's pretty outrageous. Pretty amazing. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our site, we've got live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. Take advantage of them at freetalklive.com. Hey, also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Pork Fest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, Lauren Canario said she was going to be there.
Uh-huh.
And she's not even technically an early mover yet. She's just a super activist. Starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I happen to know, though, from what she told me, that apparently she's going to be moving to the Keene area when she finally does get to New Hampshire. So should be very interesting when that happens. All right, so here's the news. The IRS possibly checkmated the We the People organization reporting on this, wethepeople.org, givemeliberty.org as well. On May 12th, in Peoria, Illinois, the attorney for the U.S. Department of Justice begged the court to dismiss all charges against IRS victim Robert Lawrence in federal district court. The motion for dismissal came on the heels of a surprise tactic by Lawrence's defense attorney, Oscar Stille. The tactic threatened exposure of the IRS's ongoing efforts to defraud the public. The move put the Department of Justice attorneys in a state of panic that left them with only one alternative: beg for dismissal with prejudice. Do you know what that means?
With prejudice is...
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, actually, it is. It's good for Mr. Lawrence.
Oh.
As the article will explain, with prejudice means those charges cannot come back. So they've dismissed the case, and they cannot come back. Stiley, the lawyer's tactic paid off. 60 days earlier, the Department of Justice had indicted Mr. Lawrence on 3 counts of willful failure to file a 1040 form. These are charges that many other people have seen in court and have faced and been convicted of and sent to jail. I think Irwin Schiff faced a few of those charges. Larkin Rose, I believe, also faced those charges. 3 counts of willful failure to file a 1040 form, and 3 felony counts of income tax evasion. This is serious charges. I mean, they love putting these people in the clink. Why did they throw this out? The federal judge dismissed all of them with prejudice, meaning the department cannot charge Lawrence with those crimes again. The trial was set to have started on Monday, May 15th, but again, they dismissed the charges on May 12th. On Wednesday, May 10th, Stille mailed a set of documents to the department in response to their discovery demands. The documents revealed to the department for the first time that Mr. Lawrence was basing his entire defense on an act of Congress, also known as the Paperwork Reduction Act. You've seen this before, haven't you?
Right.
They got some information on some of the IRS forms about how, well, because of the Paperwork Reduction Act, we've cut back on our paperwork.
Right.
We're so great. Well, in Section 3512 of the Act, titled Public Protection, it says that no person shall be subject to any penalty for failing to comply with any agency's collection of information request, like a 1040 form, if the request does not display a valid control number assigned by the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, in accordance with the requirements of the Act, or if the agency fails to inform the person who is to respond to the collection of information that he's not required to respond to the collection of information request unless it displays a valid control number. Did you follow that, Mark?
I do not follow it, no.
Okay. Basically, what it's saying here is if the form does not display a valid control number assigned to it by the Office of Management and Budget.
Form number, blah, 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 blah.
An OMB number.
Not
the form number's different. The form is 1099. It's also supposed to have a control number assigned to it by the OMB. If it doesn't display that valid number, it's not legitimate.
Okay.
Also, if the agency doesn't inform the person that the number must appear there and be legitimate, it's also illegitimate. In Section 3512, they went on to authorize that the protection provided may be raised in the form of defense in any administrative process and during a judicial proceeding. So in the law, it says that, hey, you can use this law as a defense. If you're being charged with something, you can use this law. That's what it says. So in summation, the Paperwork Reduction Act requires that all government agencies display a valid OMB control number on their form.
Okay.
And certain disclosures directly on the information collection forms that the public is requested to file. Lawrence's sole defense was that he was not required to file an IRS Form 1040 because it displays an invalid OMB control number. Now, you're thinking to yourself, if that's all it was, can't the IRS just change it?
Yeah, that was one of my thoughts.
Can't they just display get a valid OMB control number? Well, here's why they can't. We'll explain why they can't in a moment. Government officials knew that if the case went to trial, it would expose the fraudulent counterfeit 1040. They also must have known that the trial would expose the ongoing conspiracy between the OMB and the IRS to publish 1040 forms each year that both of the agencies knew were in violation of the Paperwork Reduction Act.
Okay.
That would raise the issue that the form 1040 with its invalid control number is being used by the government to cover up the underlying constitutional tort, that is, the enforcement of a direct, unapportioned tax on the labor of every working man, woman, and child in America. Because according to the Constitution, the income tax is not constitutional.
Well, but then they passed the income tax amendment, and was it 13 or 16 or something like that, and made it constitutional. If you pass the amendment, then it's an amendment to the Constitution, and therefore it changes it.
However, as I understand it, and I don't have the 16th Amendment in front of me right now, as I understand it, regardless of the argument about whether or not it was passed, let's presume that it was.
Well, it's certainly in effect.
It gave Congress the ability to tax. However, it doesn't actually, I don't think, give them the ability to give them this sort of unapportioned tax that they're talking about here. Anyway, any information collection form, such as an IRS Form 1040, which lacks the bona fide statute authority or which conflicts with the Constitution, cannot be issued an OMB control number. So the OMB, the Office of whatever they were, cannot, Management and Budget, cannot assign a control number to a form that's unconstitutional.
Okay.
So that's why they can't actually just change it. They can't just say, well, we made a mistake, we'll change the number. Because it's not a constitutional form in the first place. It's just a form that they're foisting on people to get them to believe that they have to pay income taxes.
I see.
It's bunk. It's a lie. And if it wasn't that way, then they would have gotten their ducks in order and they would have changed it by now. And they would have gone to court. But they threw the case out. So, under the facts and circumstances of the last 24 years, it's safe to say that the IRS 1040 is a fraudulent, counterfeit, bootleg form. Government officials responsible for this fraud should be investigated and face indictment for willfully making and sponsoring false instruments. Caught between a rock and a hard place, the Department of Justice and IRS decided not to let the Lawrence case proceed because it would reveal one critical and damning fact. That the Paperwork Reduction Act law protects those that fail to file IRS bootleg form 1040. The Department of Justice knew that it stood a significant chance of losing this case, and if that happened, the press and others could quickly spread the word and leave only fools to ever file a 1040 again. Oscar Stille's pleadings and documents made these points quite clear, that IRS form 1040 violates the Paperwork Reduction Act and is therefore a legally invalid form. Under the Public Protection Clause, no person can be penalized for filing it if the IRS fails to fully comply with the Paperwork Reduction Act, and they can't, because what they're doing is unconstitutional. And the Paperwork Reduction Act statutes explicitly provide that a challenge is a complete defense and can be raised in any administrative or judicial proceeding. They were checkmated, and that's why they gave up the case.
So we don't have to pay taxes anymore.
That's basically what they're saying here. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, Research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a court decision that was made. The Department of Justice begged a judge to throw out a case against a man named, Mr. Thompson. Robert Lawrence was being charged with several counts of willful failure to file, that sort of thing, willful failure to file a 1040 form, three felony counts of income tax evasion. And just a few days before the trial was set to start, the Department of Justice got their discovery from Mr. Lawrence's side, and then they just begged the judge to throw it out. The judge did. He ejected the case. They could have made another spectacle out of this. They could have sent another tax scuff law behind bars, but they elected not to.
Well, it's good news.
And it's because, apparently, as GiveMeLiberty.org, the We the People Foundation, is pointing out, that apparently the Paperwork Reduction Act actually makes it clear that if a government form looking for information from you, like a 1040, where you are ordered by the government to fill it out, if a government form doesn't display the correct OMB control number for the Paperwork Reduction Act, it's invalid. And it turns out that the 1040 form doesn't display a correct OMB control number, and that it can't display a correct OMB control number. Now, I did go and pull up the 16th Amendment, and it does say, the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. That's the text of the 16th Amendment. And, of course, then the question becomes, well, what does income mean? Right? If Congress has the power to lay and collect taxes on incomes, it's also going to have to define that word. And so then we get into the whole legalese ability of government bureaucrats being able to simply change definitions of words and that sort of thing. Is wages income? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It depends on what the law says. So that's that information. Again, GiveMeLiberty.org saying they've researched the facts, law, and circumstances surrounding this case, and they've determined that a public trial would have opened a Pandora's box of legal evidence and government testimony under oath that would establish the IRS 1040 form as both fraudulent and counterfeit, that Oscar Stille's Paperwork Reduction Act defense checkmated the Department of Justice and IRS, and that the Office of Management and Budget appears to have been complicit with the IRS in deceiving the public and helping perpetuate the 1040 fraud by promulgating federal regulations that negate the plain language of the PRA laws passed by Congress and allowing the IRS to continually skirt the explicit requirements of those statutes. Essentially, what they're alleging is that these two bureaucracies, the IRS and the OMB, have been working together. That they've just sort of been displaying a fake number on their form for the longest time and
getting people to pay it.
They figured that nobody would check it out. And somebody finally figured it out. And they brought the case, they brought up their evidence, they showed it to the Department of Justice, and they begged for it to be dismissed. So what are you going to do now? You going to keep filling out your taxes next year?
I'll bet the vast majority of Americans do.
Most people probably will.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the evidence continues to mount against this tax system that we have in the country. And I think that if you are somebody that thinks that this government is too big, that the government is out of control, that you don't agree with what it's doing with your tax dollars, I think it's your obligation as a liberty-loving American to stop funding them in any way possible. That's my thoughts. Let's go to the phones and talk to Neil in Florida on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Neil.
Hey there, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, Neil. What's on your mind, sir?
I'm calling to pose a question to you both and also to your listeners, but first I've got to congratulate Mark for his riveting karaoke performance on Sunday night. I guess I'm one of the privileged few who's witnessed his musical talents.
What did he sing?
I'm not sure. It was like a rock country-ish
Space
kind
Lord
of
again?
No, no. It was, I believe it was the Trailers for Sale or Rent. King of the Road.
Ah, new one for me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations to Mark. So what else is on your mind, sir?
Well, a few weeks ago you were talking about internal checkpoints, and
yes,
a Canadian caller said that not only would he be outraged, but he wouldn't stand for it, and moreover, he would blow the place up.
Yeah, I thought that was probably a little bit extreme. I don't think that that was really called for, but yes, that's what he said.
It may have been an exaggeration too, yes, but, you know, I have to agree with them in some regards. I think it would be well-deserved to the government currently in power, but the question you have to ask yourself is, when do violent acts against the state become justified?
That's an excellent question. I can't say I would shed a tear if someone was to blow up an internal checkpoint, but at the same time, I certainly wouldn't be the one to take it out.
Well, what would personally push you over the edge to commit such acts against either government buildings or agents?
Man, that's an excellent question. I think if they came after my friends and loved ones, then if they started to harm my friends and loved ones personally, I think that absolutely I wouldn't hesitate to engage in some sort of activity like that.
I think any decent human being would say the same, too. Is there a particular issue, Mark, where you'd say to yourself, you know, enough is enough?
I don't know. I'm farther along this road, and I prefer to not look at the possibility that we'll be engaged in that kind of violent activity. But, man, we have a big violent government. I'm just hoping that we can use the Free State Project to stave off something like that from happening.
Right. I hope that we can use peaceful methods to stop this tyranny in its tracks, to reverse the trend, to get back towards liberty and freedom. But even you yourself, Mark, were pushed to the edge the other last week with KT Ordnance, the company that sells gun kits, being raided. You put the kits together and make guns out of them. They're not actually guns. They're just pieces of metal to start. And you were outraged by the ATF coming in there and raiding this man's business, taking all of his stuff, and not even filing charges, not even arresting this guy. They just came in, stole his computer, stole his inventory, stole his money, and walked out.
Well, you know that I'm a fiscal conservative, so there's a good chance if some cops come in and raid my business and take my means of production that I could just go over the edge. You know? It's all about money for me. And so if they came in here and they shut down Free Talk Live and I was, you know, thoroughly invested and I was making my money completely by Free Talk Live, and I realized that they were just going to shut us down for no good reason at all, then I might snap. I don't know. I'm just...
What about
everybody's
you?
Got their pressure point.
What about you,
you know,
Neil?
I hope it never comes to that, but hopefully they can't. They won't touch you in the free state of New Hampshire, you know?
Yeah, that's the idea. You know, that, and the whole idea is to get into New Hampshire for everybody that wants to make a change, that wants to make a stand for liberty, because they are going to go after some people. And unless they're really smart, and if they're smart, they'll leave us alone. If they're smart, they'll pretend like New Hampshire doesn't exist anymore, and they'll do everything they can to just sort of act as though we're not really there. But if they're stupid, then they'll mess with somebody. They'll arrest somebody, and then they're gonna find out that we're not gonna take it. We're gonna use nonviolent means at first. We're gonna do everything we can to help our friends out. For instance, Russell Canning and Kat Dillon up in New Hampshire were facing some jail time on a disorderly conduct charge for standing on a street corner holding signs. 25 people showed up with weapons at the courthouse, and the charges were dismissed. Nobody needed to use violence there. We just showed up, and we showed that there were people that were supporting these individuals. If we can just get people together to support one another in these incidences, then I think we'll be all right. But, Neil, I want to ask you what your breaking point would be. So hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control. What's your breaking point? It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The question on the table for you is, what's your breaking point? How far would the government have to push you in order for you to respond with force? We know the government has been using force on individuals for decades. I mean, that's what government does best, is force people to do things or force them to not do things that they want to do. How far would you be pushed? How far would you have to be shoved to fight back? 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, and more. It's all totally free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, I'm being corrected once again on KT Ordnance. I'm now being told that they don't sell kits. I was mistaken, apparently. They sell what's called the receiver, which is the bare bones. It's one part. It's the part that all of the other gun parts are attached to, essentially. The underlying skeleton, if you will, of the gun. It's just one part that they sell, and it's not completed. It's not finished. It takes machining. It takes a process to go through to actually finish the receiver. Then you attach a whole bunch of other parts onto the receiver, and you have a gun. So that's what they sold at KT Ordnance. Now that that's clear, we go back to the phones and back to Neil in Florida. Neil, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So, Neil, we're talking about responding to violence with violence, responding to force with force. And I think we've made it clear, and if we haven't, we'll do it again, that we're not advocating violence. We're just simply talking about our breaking points, because everybody's got them. And we'd all like to see this end peacefully. We'd all like to see government reduced, government get out of people's lives, and have it happen on a voluntary basis, have it happen where people don't have to shed blood in order to get their freedoms back in America. But in the event that we do, what's your breaking point, Neil?
Well, for me, it would certainly be, and I guess for many other people too, whenever the government would try to confiscate my firearms. You know, they'll be on the receiving end of them, I know that. But, you know, a weapon is your last line of defense, and if they take that away from me, what else do I have left?
Right, there are no freedoms without the freedom to own weapons. That's
right. Would I have my life? Because my life would be entirely at their mercy.
Exactly right, and that's why the Second Amendment exists, simply to allow us to defend ourselves, not only from criminals and that sort of thing, but also from an out-of-control government. That's one of the prime reasons why they put that there.
It really is.
Was because they knew that if they didn't have guns, they wouldn't have stood a chance against the British, against the Redcoats. Neil, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, personally, I think the Second Amendment should be the first.
No. Good point. Well, you can't change that, so too late. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, you were breathing as though you had something to say.
I was just thinking about the Second Amendment being the first. It doesn't really matter the order as to which one you think is important. Certainly the freedom of the press is important because you have to disseminate information to people at the same time, and freedom of speech and all those other things are enshrined in the first one. But, you know, I believe that the Second Amendment is the most important one because without being able to defend the rest of your rights, the right to bear arms, you know, is the only one that matters.
Well, the good news is there was some legislation passed in New Hampshire. I think Dave had informed us about this, that essentially, I believe this was one that passed, that essentially said that in the event of a national in the event of a state emergency, state police are not allowed to confiscate firearms. And that was influenced by the fact that during the Katrina tragedy last year, New Orleans police and other state police that were in the area, California Highway Patrol was there as well, the National Guard, they were all going from house to house taking people's guns. And we know it was happening because not only was it being reported on, we actually saw footage of this going on. In America, individuals having their guns confiscated from them. It was outrageous. One old lady was tackled by a CHP officer because she didn't want to give up her gun. And so, therefore, the Liberty Lovers in New Hampshire came up with this idea to make it clear to the state authorities that this is not going to be acceptable in the free state of New Hampshire.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be acceptable anywhere in America.
Well, you can say that, Mark, but unfortunately, the only reason why they get away with it is because we're such a bunch of suckers in America that we'll do whatever it is the government asks us to.
So it would appear.
Now, with a few exceptions. There were a few people down there that had the courage to just say no to the government, and they got away with it. They were able to retain their weapons because they had enough courage, and there happened to be a news camera around, at least one of the guys. He was yelling at the National Guardsmen saying, "You are going to take my guns over my dead body," essentially, is what he was telling them. And so I agree with Neil. If the government comes
sounds
to your...
like a good American to me.
I agree with Neil. I think you're a darn good American. If the government ever comes to your door someday and demands your guns, then you let them have them over your dead body. Try to take out as many of them as possible before they get you. Because, as Neil pointed out, if you don't have any guns left, then what's next? What other edicts will they pass? What other mandates will they pass that you'll have no say whatsoever in whether or not you'll obey or not? Because they'll force you. Because if the people don't have guns and the government does, you've got masters and slaves.
You have that.
Which is, as we've pointed out before, is essentially what we have today, just on a more voluntary basis.
It is a much more voluntary basis, because the people have a lot more guns than the government does.
Right.
That we're doing it on a voluntary basis at this point.
And somebody could be listening to us saying this right now. We just had a newspaper article printed on the show today and saying, "You're outrageous! You're radicals! You're suggesting that people shoot government authorities? Shouldn't we give them the benefit of the doubt? Aren't they confiscating these weapons for a reason to keep us safe?" How dare you make these suggestions, you radicals?
How are they keeping us safe by taking my guns away? My gun is what keeps me safe.
You could be a criminal, and you might hurt somebody.
Please.
We'll explore coming up. 800-259-9231. What would the response be from us to somebody calling us radicals for advocating shooting gun confiscators? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll try to slip your call in here in the remaining moments of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site totally free. You want to support the show? You want to see the message of liberty and freedom spread as far and as wide as possible? Well, then you should amp the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn about all the perks you get as an amplifier. Access to the amplifier-only call-in line, which a number of people have utilized tonight. Also, classic archives and more that will all be yours for $3 a month. Now, I'd like to point out, again, everything on our website is free. The years' worth of archives that we have up there, the bulletin board system, and more, all on the house. So this is totally voluntary. If you do it, though, it helps us because we take that $3 in and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show, promoting the show to more radio stations, getting more internet listeners, and making a difference, bringing new people to the message of freedom and liberty every single day. There is no more effective way to spend $3 in the liberty movement, in my opinion. Amp.freetalklive.com. Get all the details there. Amp.freetalklive.com. So we're just talking about retaliatory force. And when we would feel like it was appropriate to actually use force back on the government. I mean, they're using force on us all the time, but everybody has to have a breaking point. When will you have had enough? And Neil, who had called in earlier, pointed out that, well, when they come for my guns, that's when they're going to feel the wrath. And I totally support him on that. And I believe you do as well, Mark.
I have to say that you shouldn't be giving your guns over to anyone.
If somebody is calling us, if somebody's thinking, well, we're radicals for suggesting that, I would like to reference them to Mr. Thomas Jefferson, who said, quote, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When government fears the people, there is liberty." Now, which one do you want? Tyranny or liberty? I want liberty, which means that I am not afraid to let the government know that they need to be afraid of individuals in America. That they need to get we need to get back to a point in this country where government is scared S-less of individuals fighting back for their freedom. Let's go to the phones and talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hey,
right on about the Second Amendment.
Thanks. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, just a quick notice that if you want a good video about what happens when you don't have the right to bear arms, that's the Jews for the Protection of Firearm Ownership, their Innocence Betrayed video.
Hmm.
I'm sure you guys have probably seen it.
I have not, awesome. Actually.
No,
Is it available for free online, perchance?
I think you can get it. It's a nominal fee to order it.
Hmm.
But it's awesome. It talks about all of the places in the last 100 years or so where the government has taken away the right to bear arms and then slaughtered people.
Ugh.
You know, ethnic cleansing, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. It happened in Nazi Germany.
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, what I was calling about was what made me a libertarian.
Oh, cool. Well, I definitely want to hear the story as long as you can do it in about 30 seconds. So go.
Okay. I was driving home from a contract job in Texas and I got pulled over for weaving. By
what is
two
it?
Cars.
Weaving?
By
weaving.
Two cars, yes. By two cars, though, and then it was 20 questions, where you been, where you going, what's in the car. Obviously a drug profile stop.
Right.
Well, then they let me go a couple hours later, still on the same road. I got pulled over a second time.
Ugh.
Again, another drug profile stop. Twice in one evening.
Right.
And that year, 96, that fall, I cast my first vote for you-know-who.
Harry Brown.
Harry Brown.
How did you come across the message of freedom, though? I mean, what sparked that?
I had heard about it from someone I knew back in the early 90s, and it just convinced me that that was the way to go then.
Excellent. Good story, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Keep listening. Thanks. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you